got a lot tied up inside. Got Jesus on your mind.
Hello, and welcome to episode 12 of This Conversation Rocks. I'm Diane from Willow, Alaska.
I'm Todd from Los Angeles.
And it's been a really long time. So first, yeah. I just want to say I'm really glad to be back.
You can't imagine how glad we are to have you back.
And I have to say a special thanks to Stephen, Joyce, Jennifer, and Nicole for getting me some new podcasting equipment.
Yay!
Yeah. I knew I was going to replace it at some point, but I didn't know when that was going to happen in the midst of everything else that has been going on. So thanks to them, I'm back a lot sooner than I expected.
Oh, so you want to bring everybody up to speed?
Well, so for everybody who kind of knows and anybody who doesn't know, on June 1st, I got a call halfway through my workday from my husband, and our house burned down. And he barely made it out, and unfortunately, none of our house dogs made it out. So that was a huge blow. And in addition to losing our house, we lost our barn and our hay storage, and we were just lucky enough that the horses were able to break loose, and they were able to escape, and we eventually found them later on in the day. And fortunately, we have some really good friends who are boarding them for us until we get rebuilt and get a pasture set back up for them. So it's been a pretty crazy month.
Yeah.
And we've had tremendous support. I just can't even begin to say how wonderful people have been, including several listeners of this podcast. So people are just fabulous.
Do you know what the final tally was for the donations?
You know, I can't even begin to count the stuff that's come into us outside of the GoFundMe that my brother-in-law set up. We've had a lot of stuff come in outside of that. But the final tally on the GoFundMe, I actually had to do a withdrawal tonight, turned out to be just under $10,000, which is just overwhelming.
Humanity ain't so bad.
I'll tell you what, it's certainly not the way I wanted some of my cynicism destroyed, but I have a lot more faith in humanity than I did a month ago.
Well, we'll get rid of that by the end of tonight's podcast.
I don't know. There's some stuff about my perspective that has been permanently shifted, and I definitely don't want to overdo or redo this lesson, so I'm kind of hoping it sticks.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
One other thing I wanted to say before we go on, and because I don't want to dwell on the whole fire thing forever, but about 2 weeks after our personal fire, the area of Willow, the community that I live in, was affected by a 7,500-acre wildfire, and 55 other homes in our community were destroyed. And we're a really small community, so there are a lot of people here really suffering. And there's a group in our area called the Willow Dog Mushers Association. You can actually find them on Facebook. I'll go ahead and put a link on our Facebook page. And they're actually taking donations for people who lost their homes and who had other losses during that wildfire. A number of the people who lost their homes were dog mushers, including really famous dog mushers like Didi Genro. If you follow the Iditarod at all, you would know who she was. So it was really devastating to kind of go through our own fire and then see our friends experience the same thing. So, in fact, one of the firefighters who fought our fire lost his home in the wildfire 2 weeks later. So, if anybody wants to do some good in our small community, certainly sending something to Willow Dog Mushers Association on behalf of the victims of the Sockeye wildfire would be really fabulous. And we're planning on funneling some of the funds that have come to us back to that community resource once we've finished rebuilding.
I just can't even imagine. And I know most people listening to this, we can't really imagine. We are grateful, you know, that you and Nick are okay.
Yeah, it was pretty, it was pretty astonishing. You know, we actually thought that we were not going to be impacted by that fire. We actually had the ability to help evacuate at least one group of dogs that needed to be evacuated. And then we got notification shortly after we had volunteered to help evacuate that group of dogs that we were under evacuation orders as well. So we actually turned around, went back to our property, packed up what we still had, and evacuated our remaining dogs. So that was pretty rough too.
Yeah.
But we're back on we're back near the property, and it has been cleared, and our contractor actually started digging the foundation for the new home today. So things are definitely looking up, and I just keep telling people it's one foot in front of the other, you know?
Sure. Well, be sure to post some pictures as it progresses.
I will. I didn't take any pictures of any of the devastation. I just don't want to really remember it, but I'll start posting pictures as things come along. So.
Yeah. Oh, so glad you're okay.
Thank
truly,
you.
Truly.
I was really fortunate not to be there. I'm just so grateful that my husband got out okay, because he got out with just minutes to spare. And he basically made it out with sweatpants, a t-shirt, his glasses, and a telephone. And that was it. So he's really lucky.
All right. Well,
but let's talk about something happier.
Hey, sure. So, I mean, we all know what we're going to talk about tonight.
Right. This is our all gay, all rainbow episode.
And it's about fucking time.
No kidding.
Go Supreme Court. Yay.
Right. So 6/26/15, the date which for some will live in infamy, but most of us are going to remember it as a really good day.
Yeah, it is a good day.
It is. Yeah. I woke up that day and I thought, you know what? Whatever happens, nothing is going to steal my joy today. That was the best news to wake up to.
It's a huge, huge step forward.
So for anybody who kind of has been living under a rock or hasn't been on Facebook in the last week and hasn't kind of figured out what all the rainbows are about, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of marriage equality, and now we have marriage equality in all 50 states. So it's about frickin' time.
even Louisiana, you fuck Bobby Jindal.
And Texas, even though that motherfucker Greg Abbott is trying to curtail that as well. So
the court turned around and stuck it to him yesterday.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
So, well, I mean, okay, so it's all rainbows,
all rainbows and Confederate flags, right?
Oh God. Stars and bars. Yeah.
So I did have a few friends who bitched quite a bit about rainbows and Confederate flags. But I have to say most of my friends were on pretty good behavior. I did have to ditch one person on Facebook because she actually started posting biblical verses and really homophobic stuff on the Facebook page of a friend of mine who is gay and out.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, man. And I was like, nah, you lost. You're out of here.
So, I mean, was it Roberts who said in his dissent that, you know, people will now have to whisper their discontent in the sanctity of their own homes, otherwise they'll be called bigots? It's like, yeah, because it is bigotry. That is the definition of bigotry, you fucking idiot.
Well, you know, it is kind of funny that you bring that up, because one of the things that I was looking at was some of the quotes from people who, or from the four justices who dissented, because I just thought some of them were so funny and awful all at the same time.
Bizarro.
Yeah, totally bizarre. The one that killed me, I've got to tell you, my favorite one of the whole dissent, of course, was Antonin Scalia.
Was that his flippity floppity flubable, whatever.
No, no, no. So this is it. And it just killed me when I heard it. And I thought, I've got to share this on the podcast. Okay, so he was talking about the nature of marriage. And so this is actually quoted from the majority opinion. He quotes from it initially. The nature of marriage is that through its enduring bond, two persons together can find other freedoms such as expression, intimacy, and spirituality. He quoted from the majority opinion before adding, really? Whoever thought that intimacy and spirituality, whatever that means, were freedoms? And if intimacy is, one would think freedom of intimacy is abridged rather than expanded by marriage. Just ask the nearest hippie.
What the fuck?
So I think I kind of got the feeling that Justice Scalia is not very happy in his marriage. at the very least.
Because he's married to the wrong side.
I guess, man.
I don't know that for sure. No, that's just a rumor and innuendo.
That's just some speculation. So the other one that was really
widely held.
What was that?
Widely held.
Widely held. So the other one that was really appalling, and I don't know if you caught this one, but Justice Thomas, for those who don't keep
God,
up on...
I try not to even acknowledge his existence.
For those who don't keep up with the Supreme Court, and I mean, granted, he's been there for a long time, but some people don't pay attention. He is the only Black justice on the Supreme Court. And his rationale was that gay people are fine without government recognition, just like slaves. And this is how he actually said it in his dissent. The corollary of that principle is that human dignity cannot be taken away by the government. Slaves did not lose their dignity any more than they lost their humanity because the government allowed them to be enslaved. Those held in internment camps did not lose their dignity because the government confined them. And those denied governmental benefits certainly do not lose their dignity because the government denies them those benefits. The government cannot bestow dignity, and it cannot take it away.
Well, fuck you.
I know. Can you believe that? So the only Black dude on the Supreme Court actually compares slavery to being gay, and then says that,
favorably.
Well, you know, really, slaves didn't lose their dignity. The government didn't take it away. And, you know, just because we don't give you rights as a gay person, like getting married or being at your partner's bedside when he or she is dying, we're not taking away your dignity.
That dude.
He is such a pig. Oh, my God.
You know, and everybody said Anita Hill was the problem.
I know, right? So I just, there were some really good and appalling at the same time quotes from the four dissenters. Of course, what did they all have in common?
Well, GOP appointees.
Right, Bush appointees. And we've had that conversation before, haven't we?
Well, Bush or Bush Senior.
Right. Let's see. Clarence Thomas also said that the majority just destroyed religious liberty.
Riffra! Coming to a theater.
Back on that again?
Coming to a bathroom near you. Riffra! Yeah, we are back. And by the way, we are back. It's very clear that that's the next fight. Everybody is now really, really worried again about your bathroom.
Yeah, I do think that that's going to be a way that the right is going to try to make an end run around marriage equality. That's pretty obvious. So I think we need to...
What was it, though? John Stewart, right? You know, he's all right, we need to get past stereotyping anti-gay florists. Not all florists are anti-gay. You know, because here's the thing. You can refuse to do business with anybody you choose to refuse to do business with. The government can't make you do business with somebody you don't want to do business with. If you say, though, the reason you don't want to do business with them is because of their race, their skin color, their sexual preference,
their gender, you
know, their gender, national origin, creed, whatever, you are going to get raked by the media. You are going to get skewered, and you deserve to be, because you are a bigot.
Right.
You know, now, if you're comfortable being a bigot and being known as a bigot. And then, hey, I absolutely fucking encourage you to go out of business by not doing business with people you don't want to do business with so that you can then get skewered in the media. And then you can cry about how we took away your religious freedom.
Well, and so here's the
Fuck off. Fuck off.
And here's the other thing, quite frankly. I mean, most people I know don't want to patronize businesses that are going to be like that to them anyway.
Oh, right. You know, I mean, this whole thing, right? Nobody's going to go use the florist who won't do the flowers.
Right.
Which is why the florist will then go out of business.
Right.
And then the florist will then claim that, you know, their religious freedoms were infringed upon.
Bottom line is, I don't want some fucker baking my cake if he's going to be an asshole about it, you know?
Right. And this is the whole thing. Nobody, you know, hey, America, guess what? Nobody's telling you you can't be an asshole because this is America.
Right.
You know, I'm just telling you that if you're an asshole, there are consequences, and the consequences are caused by you, not by us. Caused by your actions.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, again, this whole, you want people to take responsibility? Well, here's some responsibility for you to take.
Right back at you. Exactly. Yeah.
If you don't want to do business with us, and by us, I mean, I don't know, most of the country.
At least 60% by last count.
Yeah. If you don't want to do business with us and all of the crazy ass shit that we represent, that's your right. You will have some problems from it. You know, nobody. Just it's nonsense, right? And it's that whole, you know, and everybody, you know, Huckabee, Jindal, fuck Jindal.
Oh, man, the whole, all of the GOP candidates had a total meltdown.
Right, right.
I mean, was there anyone who didn't have a meltdown?
I don't know. Did anybody ask Christie?
Well, since he just declared, finally, I don't know that anybody did. I didn't specifically look for his response.
Nobody really was paying attention to Trump because he was too busy getting fired by NBC.
For insulting Mexico. Oh, my God.
Mexico, Mexicans, and immigrants in general, right?
Right, right, right. I mean, Univision tells you to fuck off, come on.
Oh, yeah, and then Grupo, the other one, which is actually the largest Spanish network in the country, fired him today.
That's awesome.
Yesterday. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, and hey, you know what he said? I stand by my comments. Well, good for you. You know, I will say this about you, Mr. Trump. At least you acknowledge what you've said and stay with it.
And it goes back to responsibility and consequences, right?
So, you know, he basically, his response to it is that NBC is weak and this is what's wrong with our country. I would personally argue maybe it's you, Mr. Trump, that are more wrong with our country than NBC's response to you. But, you know, hey, that's just my opinion. Oh, my God. I mean, it's just Armageddon. Armageddon.
Last week was a hell of a week for the right and the left in various ways.
Hey, you know, the Affordable Care Act got upheld again.
Yep.
You know, so.
Which, you know, I've got mixed feelings about that. It's better than nothing, but, you know.
Well, I mean, if we ever want to have a serious conversation about ways to reform healthcare that would be meaningful and stuff, and please refer back to our previous episode on the topic. But, you know, I'm all for that discussion, but in absence of that discussion, then, you know.
At least we've got something.
We're going to stick with this for a while.
Yeah.
You know,
I will point out that Bernie Sanders is bringing up the whole concept of universal healthcare.
Go Bernie.
Yep. Bernie 2016.
The right just completely melted down. The right's melting down about transgender.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, it's all headed, all this stuff is headed for RFRA country again, you know?
Yeah, I think.
And which then at that point, you know, at some point, look, we have a 5-4 majority on the court right now when it comes to social issues, right? They've already said they're gonna hear the Texas abortion stuff next term.
Right. And they blocked closure of any more clinics at this point.
Right. And they did that on a 5-4 vote. So right. I'm kind of thinking Texas, Louisiana, all you guys are going to lose your ability to do this crap.
Although, damn, a couple of those justices are getting creaky.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, we still got time. We still got time to appoint another one on the left.
Yeah, but we have a Republican Congress that could block it.
They can only block it for so long.
Yeah,
right. You know, and then we get the justice anyway. no, I mean it's true, right? And look, I mean, I'm not worried because I mean I don't see us losing the White House. You know, so I think we've got at least, you know, four years after this.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I really definitely see some momentum building behind Bernie Sanders. I really do. And I see at least the stuff that I'm seeing out of my friends who are a pretty broad spectrum of people. I'm seeing some pretty broad appeal, which is interesting.
Yeah, because he's actually a populist. And you know what? Populism isn't evil. Populism is, I don't know, for the people.
Right.
crazy, you know, but then you know, boosting us all along it is the fact that the right has once again offered us an amazing group of morons.
Right.
You know,
there was an awesome post on Facebook today. I don't know if you saw it, and I can't remember which site shared it, but it was actually an Indian American woman who was talking about how disappointing it was to have Bobby Jindal be the first Indian American candidate for the presidency.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing I would say about that, though. He's not really a candidate. He's a guy who filled out some paperwork. 'Cause you know what? He's not going to make it.
No.
He's unlikely to break through 4%, right? I mean, this is the thing. There are 20 people right now, and if each one of them polls at like 4% each, right? Think about that for a second, right?
And so I'm going to be really honest with you. I haven't been watching the news as much as I usually do, obviously. So what's this that I hear about how they're going to limit who gets in the debates? How are they going to do that?
Well, first of all, there's a complete misunderstanding in this country that the debates are actually sanctioned somehow and regulated, and they're not. Any network that decides to have a debate
can pick and choose who they want in the debate.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's why Perot basically got excluded, even though he polled higher than any of these idiots will. Right. yeah. So they're, I think I've heard that, you know, the networks are kind of focusing on allowing the top 10 to 12 candidates on, right? But I've also heard CNN saying that they will have two debates, one for the guys, polling above 4% and everybody below 4%.
Wow.
Which, you know, whatever. I don't care. I mean, because the more they introduce these guys to America, the better off we are.
So I keep hearing people referring to it as a clown car, and I think it's a really apt description. The inside of the clown car just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right. If by clown car, we really are thinking about Stephen King's It. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Every time you turn around, you got another one of these guys.
I know.
Or girls. Hey, Carly, we're glad that you're still in it to win it. Yeah, whatever. The thing is that Scott Walker, you know, he's all now constitutional amendment time for banning gay marriage, right? It's like, you know, okay, good. So you're not moving anywhere. I mean, because the thing is that this red meat crap might actually help these guys get through the primaries.
Yeah.
But you know, basically, they're just writing the Democratic attack ads for us without, you know, us having to do anything.
What's so interesting is just, you know, I don't know, just that they can be so close-minded. It's just really astonishing to me. I mean, I actually kind of watched everything play out on Facebook last week. And even, you know, I hang out with some pretty conservative people. I've got some really, really nice cowboys and cowgirls in my life. And they're religious, church-going people, and I love them to death. They saved my ass the day our house burnt down. They're the reason my horses are still alive. And you know what? There was not a single word about...
Oh, the only people who are truly upset about this are old white religious fucks. You know?
Actually, it was super funny. One of the real young cowboys that is just... I adore him. I tease him and call him Handsome Cowboy. And he said... This is all good, and I'm kind of sick of hearing about it, but stop picking on gay people. You know, he kind of did this little rant on his Facebook page, and he said, it's all fine and well, just don't try to suck my dick.
Okay, well, you know, we're good.
It was really cute. He's like 20, and he turned 21, and I just laughed and laughed and laughed.
No, because the thing is, the numbers show that for evangelicals, younger evangelicals think
it's not an issue.
Yeah, think that gay marriage is something that should happen, right? It's old people, right? It's particularly old white people, particularly old white men.
Well,
who interestingly enough are often the most perverted fucks out there.
right. Where's the most porn Googled? Where's the most porn watched online? In the Bible Belt.
Yeah. And well, but I mean, you know, and let's get down to it, right? Who gave the Dugars a pass?
Right. Good point. Yeah.
You know, that was Huckabee.
Yeah.
Who then, you know, went on to say that, you know, transgenders shouldn't be allowed to use the bathroom
of their current gender, of their gender identity. Yeah.
Somebody please explain to me, if it looks like a man, walks like a man, talks like a man, why would you want to force that man into a woman's restroom? On the other hand, if it looks like a lady, talks like a lady, walks like a lady, why would you force a lady into the men's room?
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's just weird, people.
And whose fucking business is it?
No kidding, right? Because who gives a crap?
Yeah.
And, you know, if it walks like a duck... Quacks like a duck. It's a duck.
It's a fucking duck.
Duck, right? You know? Oh, my God. I just...
So kind of... So I want to bring...
It's all goodness and light, though. All rainbows.
I want to bring us back to the rainbows. Although there's, you know, not necessarily a pot of gold at the end of this rainbow, right? So Rolling Stone had a really good article talking about the four things that we need to focus on now that we've accomplished marriage equality. Because there are very real things that still confront the LGBT community every day that we need to be aware of and we need to be working on as allies. And, so...
All right, number one.
Okay, so number one is violence against the LGBT community.
No shit.
In 2013, 21% of the hate crimes that were reported were committed against people because of their gender or because of their sexual orientation. So that's still a really big deal.
One fifth.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, and this is even worse. So if you're a transgender woman of color, 50% of the homicide victims who were reported, I'm sorry, 50% of the crimes that were reported to the National Coalition of Anti-Violence Programs, 50% of those homicides were transgender women of color. So that's a huge number. The Southern Poverty Law Center estimates this year alone that we've had one murder a week of transgender women of color.
There's a whole other guns problem there that needs to be addressed.
Right. But you know, I mean... You've seen me post and you've probably read some of my blogs. You know I love Laverne Cox and she's a huge advocate, but it's her reality is not the reality of most transgender women of color.
No, right, but
they're at such great risk, such tremendous risk.
Right. But I mean, that's it's the truth for everybody, right? If you are in the national spotlight and stuff, your reality is not
right.
Is not reflected in the masses.
And the best you can do is use that reality to be an advocate for people who are not as blessed as you are.
And didn't she just get into Madame Tussauds?
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
She did. And I also want to share a kind of a little aside but related. I read Janet Mock's autobiography. Janet Mock is also a transgender woman of color. She's freaking amazing. I really highly recommend the book. I may have rhapsodized about that book before the last or at a last podcast. I don't remember. It's been so long since our last podcast. I might have talked about it.
Be sure to put up a post about it.
I will. It was really, really good. So, and if you just kind of want to get a sense of what it's like to walk in somebody's shoes if they're transgender, it's just really insightful. Really, really good book.
Excellent. All right. Number three, according to Rolling Stone.
Number two.
Oh.
So number two is employment discrimination. And I saw an article that basically said, you know, people can get married at noon, post their Facebook pictures, and then go to work the next day and get fired. And it's true. So there's still, and this is actually from the newrepublic.com. There are two states that actually have bans on passing non-discrimination laws. Thank you, Arkansas and Tennessee. And there are 26 states that have no laws protecting LGBT people against discrimination. So that's pretty scary. That basically means, people can get married, but there's still no protection for their employment. And according to the article at newrepublic.com, it sounds like Senator Al Franken is planning on introducing legislation in the upcoming session to hopefully get a federal non-discrimination act in place.
But we're not going to hold our breath because Congress is controlled by the Republicans.
Right. And so here's the numbers that go along with that. So 21% of the LGBT community claimed some sort of unfair treatment in the workplace. And this is from a 2013 Pew Research Center study. And then according to the National Black Justice Coalition, 50% of people of color who are also gay, lesbian, or trans, or bi, claim to have experienced some sort of discrimination in the workplace. And this number increases to upwards of 90% for people who are trans. So we've got marriage equality, but we're still facing significant financial insecurity for people who are not straight.
And outright discrimination and hate crimes and everything else.
Yep. So now on to number three, and this is actually significantly related to number two. People who are LGBT are much more likely to live in poverty than people who are straight.
Yeah.
So they are much more likely to earn less annually, according to the Pew Research Center, than the general American population. Trans people are actually four times more likely to earn less than $10,000 a year than the average American.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? Could you imagine trying to live on less than $10,000 a year?
No, I can't.
I can't either. I can't even fathom it. Even when I was a poor student, I made more than that.
Yeah.
Same-sex couples are two times more likely to live in poverty than straight couples. And then single...
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's...
I know, it's kind of hard to picture because the people that I know who are same-sex couples are professional couples.
Right, yeah. It's always the, you know, the fact that it's two adults, professional adults.
Right.
And no kids, right? You know.
Right. But I think it's because, you know, I don't have a lot of contact with the LGBT community at large. I have professional contacts with people who happen to be lesbian, gay, bi, or trans.
Right. Exactly.
You know? And they're my friends because I met them professionally or met them in school or that sort of thing. But yeah. The reality is they're two times more likely to live in poverty than you and your spouse or me and my spouse. And then single, lesbian, gay, or bi adults. And they didn't include trans, and I think it's because trans people's numbers are so much worse, their finances are so much worse, are 1.2 times more likely to be poor than their heterosexual counterparts.
Hmm.
So again, we're talking significant financial insecurity.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
And then the last one was healthcare. And this, of course, plays into poverty and finances. So they're much more likely to have unmet healthcare needs, including difficulty getting access to care and getting access to insurance. And even when they do, they're actually much more likely to be discriminated against in insurance policies. A lot of policies actually have clauses that don't cover, for example, specifically transgender issues, so that they don't cover mental health or gender dysphoria, they don't cover hormone replacement, and they don't cover the surgeries that go along with changing your gender identity. Or actually, I should say embracing your gender identity. And what that really means ultimately is that people in the LGBT community are much more likely to have higher rates of disease, higher rates of chronic illness, drug and alcohol abuse, mental illness, and obesity. And it's because they don't get the care that they need up front. So as much as I wanted this episode to be about rainbows and sparkle dust, it is. It's also the bring us back to reality because...
Oh, sure, because the...
We still have stuff that we need to focus on.
Absolutely, and it never... And that's the thing, right, is it never ends. It never ends, and we should celebrate it, the victories that we are able to achieve, but understand that it never ends.
Right.
There's always more problems than we can solve because there's always a Thomas, a Scalia,
right,
a Alito, a Roberts.
A Huckabee.
Huckabee.
Or as my friends call him, which I'm sure is not original, Fuckabee.
Yeah. Dude. All right. Well, hey.
But overall, hey, my friends who got married here in Alaska, their marriage counts everywhere now.
Exactly.
Which is really cool.
Exactly. Which is the way it should be.
Yep.
Hey, you know, and marriage, you know, you may believe that marriage is something ordained by God, but I'm telling you, your marriage has absolutely no standing if the government doesn't recognize
it. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Only thing, you know, marriage is a legal institution defined by our laws.
So you wouldn't believe this, but I actually do still have a dog demanding my attention.
Well, it's good.
It is good. I'm hanging out with the neighbor's dogs. So go ahead.
I was going to say, do we have any, oh, by the way, or it's just, oh, by the way, hey, is same-sex marriage legal?
So kind of my, oh, by the way, is really funny. So this was my, oh, by the way, for the episode that I was prepping for before my life fell apart. And my, oh, by the way, was June is Pride Month, and that there was a declaration from the White House for the first time ever celebrating Pride Month. And boy, did we get a hell of a send-off for Pride Month, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's really nice that the Democratic politicians are able to actually see the tea leaves and get on board every once in a while.
Every now and then they figure it out, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
you know, and for the wrong side of history, well, we offer this year's GOP presidential contenders.
So that was kind of my, oh, by the way.
Yeah. Well, by the way, about Santorum, but let me just...
You said you were going to talk about him.
I forget. Man, there's so many things. He pops up. It's so funny. I'm not entirely sure why, but he pops up in my news feed all the time. Right? It's like, you know, like Chrome thinks that I'm really concerned about what this guy says. I know that he came out right away on the Supreme Court. Oh, you know, did we make fun of him because he took on the Pope over global warming?
No, but that's really fucking funny. So I think you should talk
about
anybody
who missed that, of course, the Pope you know, has made some very public statements about global warming and then followed it up with an actual declaration, whatever the Catholic Church calls those things, to which Mr. Santorum responded that the Pope should stick to religion and leave science to the scientists, to which everybody pointed out to Mr. Santorum that the Pope has a master's degree in chemistry.
Which is really funny. I didn't know that.
Apparently, most people didn't. I certainly didn't. But, you know, the thing is I'm not the guy calling the Pope out, right? So right. I didn't have to know that.
Right. I'm not the Catholic calling the Pope out.
Right, you know. you know, and of course, Santorum's response when actually pulled, or, you know, when called on that, was that, you know, why should he, Santorum, be entitled to an opinion and not the Pope? And his response was basically, because I'm a politician. Which is like, okay, so that makes...
No. Because politicians should be able to weigh in, but scientists should.
Right, you know. Whatever. Yeah, so...
Gotta hand it to Rick Santorum. He always makes it interesting.
In fact, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Oh, go ahead. I'm just seeing this. Neil deGrasse Tyson last night said basically that the Pope is more entitled and more qualified to talk about climate change than, you know, most people.
And let's just not forget, people, Google Santorum, S-A-N-T-O-R-U-M.
We'll wait.
Just help him out with his Google problem there.
Yeah, anyway, so I thought that, you know, so that's hilarious because Neil deGrasse Tyson, astrophysicist and general all-around geek stud.
Awesome dude. With a great podcast.
Yeah.
Although you got to be in the right mood for it.
So, anyway, yeah, Santorum. that guy, man, he polls at like less than a percentage point, and yet still just wants to keep going. It's really amazing to me.
Yeah, he still manages to grab headlines too, but it's just because he's so stupid.
Yep. Yeah, hey, so are you going to see Amy Schumer's train wreck?
You know, I got to tell you, I'm pretty lame. I love Amy Schumer. I think she's super funny. Yeah. I don't do a lot in the way of movies and media when it's immediately released. So probably not.
Yeah.
It's just, I just, my life is just too chaotic, even on a good day. And right now it's really chaotic. So I'm assuming you're going to plan on doing it, seeing it.
I want to. My wife hates Amy Schumer though. So
really? Yeah. Is it because she's vulgar? Yeah. So I've had a lot of women tell me they hate Amy Schumer for the same reason. And I think she's just fucking hilarious.
Oh my God.
And I think it's because she is vulgar and I love that. Yeah. But I'm a little vulgar, too, so.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, hey, you know, we got through a podcast. Things are good.
Oh, no, wait. I have to tell you something really funny and vulgar, and then we can say we got through a podcast.
All right.
So, did you see the vagina couch thing on Facebook?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so for the listeners who don't follow me on Facebook, a friend of mine, my cowgirl friend, actually, posted this free vagina couch on my Facebook page, and I was like, I need it. That's got to be my first piece of new furniture. It's got to go in the office where I'm going to have the podcasting booth. I mean, that's got to be it. And I was really excited. And it turns out that her very mild-mannered, very always appropriate cowboy husband was like, don't you have a friend who's totally into vaginas? And she was like, yeah, it's Nurse Diane. Well, so he was the one who actually found it on Craigslist. Turns out it was just a big giant hoax. I was so heartbroken. I was so looking forward to the vagina couch. So there you go. It would have been perfect, though. It was like this big pink vagina with a clitoris for a pillow. It was awesome.
Oh, man.
Amy Schumer would appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, I'm excellent with that.
So, yeah, we're here. We're alive and kicking, which is the theme song this week, and we made it through a podcast.
Yay.
And I actually even have the perfect Neil Gaiman quote.
All right, take us out.
All right, it's from American Gods, and the quote is, "Freedom of speech gives you the right to stay silent."
And we wish more people would follow that advice.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. It feels so good to be back.
And we will talk to everybody very soon.
All right. Very good.